Turning to the United States, and a man involved in a skiing incident with the actress and wellness guru Gwyneth Paltrow says he is living another life following the crash which left him with severe injuries. Terry Sanderson told a court in Utah that the collision had caused the breakdown of his mental health and relationships. He's suing the Oscar-winning actress for $300,000, while she is countersuing him for $1. Here's Terry Sanderson describing the moment of the crash.
There was nothing in front of me. And so I came around that corner, and it takes my breath away to think this is hard, because I don't like going through this scene. I just remember everything was great, and then I heard something I've never heard at a ski resort, and that was a blood-curdling scream. Just, I can't do it. It was, and then, boom. And it was like somebody was out of control and going to hit a tree and was going to die.
A graphic description there from Terry Sanderson in a Utah courtroom. He's suing Gwyneth Paltrow. And for more, I'm joined by Steve Futterman, the CBS West Coast correspondent. Steve, good morning. A long line of celebrity courtroom dramas. Here we have the movie star versus the optometrist. We know a lot about Gwyneth Paltrow. Tell us something more about Terry Sanderson.
Well, he's a 76-year-old man, and this incident took place a number of years ago. In 2016, they've been battling each other, at least legally, filing briefs and countersuits. He originally sued her for $3 million. It's now been reduced to $300,000. She later countersued him, as you mentioned, for the $1 plus attorney's fees, which could be very, very costly. They're basically giving a complete opposite view of the opposing party's claim. Gwyneth Paltrow claims, yes, there was an accident. She says he ran into her. And there does not appear to be any eyewitness, anyone who actually saw the actual incident when it took place, or at least is willing to testify right now. So right now it's a he said, she said situation. And you heard his testimony. She's already testified. We expect more testimony, and it will likely end the testimony by the end of the week. We do expect maybe her children to testify, maybe tomorrow, maybe later today, your time, tomorrow our time.
That's Moses and Apple, who were getting skiing instruction on the slopes as well. She arrived into the courtroom with goodie bags for security, clutching a wellness bottle of water. Some people have described her appearance in court as tone deaf.
Well, I mean, you don't want to be giving gifts to people, I don't think. I don't think that's a good sign. It's nothing really untoward, but, you know, you don't want to be viewed by anyone, even suspiciously, as trying to influence someone who might have some control over the court. So maybe she meant it in the best of ways, but I don't think it was necessarily a wise move.
What did she say about, I mean, we heard Terry Sanderson there talking about that blood-curdling scream. What did she say about what happened on those slopes?
Well, she basically said that she was below him. This is another issue. Who was below whom? Each says they were below the other. And she essentially has said that she was skiing, didn't have any idea what was about to happen. In fact, she sort of suggested that at first she thought this might be someone trying to sexually do just harass her a bit. She said she crashed into him, that he crashed into her. She wasn't sure what was going on. And then she realized what was happening. She got up. There's also been a claim by him that she left the scene, sort of a ski and run allegation. She claims she did wait for him to say that he was okay. There have been some medical officials who have said that, yes, he did not go unconscious. He was at least conscious at some point. He has made it sound like he was much more impaired at the time. There have been some witnesses who have suggested that maybe that has been embellished a bit, but no one denies there was a crash. The big issue is who crashed into whom. He said she crashed into him. She says he crashed into her. And that's the basic question that will have to be decided.
And why, if they didn't witness what happened, is she calling her son and daughter?
We're going to have to wait and see. They may testify about the reaction afterwards. She had a ski instructor with her. He has testified, and they have talked about how Sanderson's reaction at the time. Was he unconscious at the time? That has been the key issue in this. So people have been able to talk about other aspects of the testimony and try to challenge that. That may be why they're going to testify tomorrow. But listen, she was asked questions when she was on the witness stand whether she is good friends with Taylor Swift. That does not have that much to do with the case. But, you know, lawyers have reasons to ask certain questions to witnesses.
Will this damage or add to her brand, this lifestyle brand Goop, and all these candles that she puts out there?
I don't think it's, I mean, at this moment, who knows what's going to happen? At this stage in the trial, I don't think it's going to really impact her. It may, you know, make people more aware of her. It might actually help her in one sense, but I don't think it's going to really impact her at all as far as certain future movie roles or anything like this. Okay. This is not a Johnny Depp trial where you have really nasty allegations taking place. There was a crash. The question is, who crashed into whom? No one is trying to suggest on either side that it was done intentionally either.
All right, and people can watch it play out on television.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you very much. That's Steve Futterman there, CBS West Coast correspondent.